Stay calm.
Just supposing that the American people do elect you as president on the second Tuesday of November, don't get too excited. Yes, you'll get to live in the White House and fly around on Air Force One, but you won't have much real power. The U.S. Constitution was specifically designed according to a system of checks and balances, dividing power between the President, Congress, and the Supreme Court, so as to stop any one element becoming dominant. If you find yourself with a Congress dominated by your political opponents, you have a big problem. And even your own partisans can prove to be highly uncooperative if your program doesn't coincide with their own priorities. This was the lesson Obama learned soon after arriving in the White House, complaining, "I'm President of the United States, and I can't make anything happen." Not true. He wanted to see the latest series of Game of Thrones before everyone else, so they gave him a private showing at the White House. Now that's power.